now, some bad news for Northern Ireland fans who perhaps aren't lucky enough to get their hands on a ticket for the big game against Greece next Thursday night. They've been left disappointed after the team's Euro 2016 qualifier against Greece, it was revealed, will not be screened at the City Hall. Football fan Jim Rogers said the IFA was free to charge whatever was needed to cover the costs of staging a big screen viewing for up to 6,000 people on the lawns, but the IFA have decided that they won't go ahead with the screening. If you were watching BBC Newsline last night, our reporter Mark Simpson pointed out that he had learned the cost could have been in and around, I think, £26,000 was the figure that he quoted. So, bearing that in mind, number one, are you disappointed? Number two, would you have been going to the City Hall, perhaps, to watch the game on the big screen if you can't get a ticket? And if you were, would you have been prepared to pay something towards covering the cost of putting the event on? Or do you think the Irish Football Association should have been footing the bill? Councillor Rogers joins me now, along with the Belfast Telegraph's John Laverty. You're both very welcome. So, Jim Rogers, the council had said, thumbs up, go ahead, but we're not going to pay for it. You'll have to pay the bill yourself.
Yes, that's totally correct. And that was made plain from the word go. I think what has happened here, the Irish Football Association, I'm a big supporter of them. I've worked closely with them, I still do. Whenever I was contacted, I explained to them that the City Council would not be responsible for any of the costs. They would get the use of the front lawns at the City Hall completely free, but they would have to pay for any other charges.
And to be quite clear about this, Jim, none of the costs would have been in terms of payments to the council. This is a rights fee, presumably to Sky, for showing a Sky televised game in a public place, security costs, any sort of staging and seating that would be required. This isn't a cost of hiring a council facility.
That's totally correct. But I don't think the IFA had done their homework. I think they'd rushed into this very, very quickly. Whenever the idea was put to me, I immediately spoke to our council directors. They brought a paper very swiftly to the council's Strategic Policy and Resources Committee. We discussed it, and it was passed unanimously by all six parties on the council. Now, we learned of them their decision not to go ahead through the media on Saturday, unfortunately. And on Friday night, I was at a football function, and there were some top IFA chiefs there, and we were actually talking about this idea. Now, at that stage, they were unaware that the plug was going to be pulled in this event. And you will be aware, Joe, I'm sure John also, that there was talk about them maybe using Seaview or the Oval. But again, I think they should have went into all the costs before they built up people's hopes. Now, I've spoken to quite a number of people, and they have contacted me expressing their concerns and disappointment, even though they are going to apply on Thursday for the additional 1,500 tickets, which is obviously welcomed. But I thought it was a great idea. Again, I was aware there would be costs around about £20,000-£25,000. I actually said within the committee of the council, maybe the IFA could charge £5 a ticket, but at the end of the day, it was entirely up to them what the charge was going to be.
John Laverty, is that how you read it? The idea that this rights fee perhaps could have been a large figure, and they've looked at it and thought £26,000, it could bucket out of the heavens on Thursday night, and people may not turn up.
Well, this whole thing has been a total fiasco. Good morning, Joel, and good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, John.
A total fiasco. I mean, what I do not understand is this. The Irish FA have signed a deal with Sky years ago to cover these games. How did they not know that there was going to be a big Sky fee for broadcasting a match live in public? Somebody hasn't done their homework here. I mean, with that screen, that screen isn't actually big enough. They're obviously going to need a second screen. They're going to need fees for health and safety, for security, as Jim says, for the seating. I mean, and were they going to charge people for coming into this? I mean, nobody had done their homework on this at all.
And the thing about it as well, we were talking about this in the office earlier, John, you know, even from a basic point of view, there is no way that you're going to be able to screen that game without paying some sort of Sky fee, given that, you know, bars across the city have to pay extra money than what you would do for Sky in your own house, and they're not going to be too happy if all of a sudden, free of charge, you can watch the game on the lawns of the City Hall whenever they're paying all sorts of thousands of pounds a year to be able to show Sky in their bars.
Well, of course, course not. Let's face the facts here, Joel. I mean, nobody who wants to see anybody who wants to see this Northern Ireland match is going to see it, obviously. But it would have been great. I mean, a fantastic atmosphere. I mean, I've been to World Cups and Euro Championships, and the host city, if you like, always has big screens in the centre of town for people to watch, who aren't at the game, to watch the game. It would have been a wonderful, wonderful atmosphere. I mean, but again, the homework issue. I mean, were the Irish FA going to charge? If that's the case, if they charge 6,000 people £2 each, well, there's £12,000 already. Most football fans are going to have a pint of beer there. There's 6,000 by another 3 or 4. But the whole thing was, it wasn't properly costed. And what annoys me about the IFA is they put this out there and people got excited, wanted to see this, wanted this great atmosphere in Belfast that night. They wanted that and they were getting excited about it. And now it's been taken away, and it should never have come out in the first place that this was even being considered, because somebody should have sat in an office, rang the Belfast City Council and said, how much is this going to cost, roughly? And roughly, anybody would have known it was going to be a five-figure sum. Anybody would have known that. And for some reason, they didn't.
The questions that we asked the IFA and the answers they came back with, they basically said that the costs involved were prohibitive. It wouldn't have represented value for money. They got the permission from City Council, but the Council said they wouldn't have any financial input. Robert's on the line this morning. You think the Council should have put some money towards this, Robert, do you?
We know the numerous things the City Council has wasted money on. What that would have done was, that would have brought people into the city centre who could have been possibly eating, drinking, etc., whatever, and that would have been very good for the economy. More to the point, everybody pays their rates in the city. The City Council should have paid for it. And more importantly, the shops and the nightlife, pay big rates, rent in big rates. It should have been free to drive more people into the capital city, Belfast City Centre.
Let me talk to Jim, because we're running out of time. Jim, I mean, there's been talk. I mean, I've been to the games in many other different places. I remember going to Spain, and they had like sort of fan zone villages built in the city centre where the game was being played. They moved their matches around various cities. I always thought it would have been a great opportunity around the City Hall for these sort of fan zones on the day of a game, get people into the city before a match, before they actually go to the game. And it never seems to happen. You know, are the Council missing a trick here?
Well, it's something we've got to talk about, and obviously the IFA would be our partners in this. We're up for most things. We want to have a city that's attractive, that's safe, that's bringing thousands of people into, and we will work with any organisation.
But not spend any money.
No, that's not the case. We have spent thousands over the years. You only have to look at the tall ships, all the other major events. I know we haven't time to go through them all this morning.
And the rugby, we've only a minute left. The rugby won't be shown because there are events going on inside City Hall. That's why, and you don't want too much noise.
Yes, well, people have booked the City Hall on that particular date, and it's just unfortunate. But can I just come back to the point that John made?
30 seconds.
We did tell the IFA that no alcoholic drinks would be allowed to be sold in the grounds of the City Hall, because we didn't want anyone to be causing
problems. So they'd have to bring their own carry-outs then?
Well, that was something that still had to be discussed, and I think that may have been one of the issues that resulted in them pulling the plug. But let me repeat, we weren't officially told, and still haven't been, by the IFA. We learned through the columns of the press.
Sorry to have a drink at the Christmas market, Jim. Why not watching the match?
Well, you see, this application came in very, very late.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it, Jim. Sorry to cut you off.